Melinda presents this unabridged recording of Outback Cop, the colourful life and times of the Birdsville policeman. Written by Neil McShane with Evan McHugh and read by David Tredinnick. As the Birdsville cop, it's your job to enforce the laws of Queensland. At the same time, you want the community to give you their respect and trust. The community expects that if someone has done the wrong thing, you'll charge them, whether it's assault or stealing or whatever. And that's what I've had to do from time to time. You're not living in a utopia. There's going to be trouble now and then. By the same token, you don't want a situation where the community is scared of you, too scared to come and see you. So you have to exercise discretion. Otherwise people will go, "Oh, we're going to get pulled up for a crack in the windscreen or crack in the taillight or something minor." Obviously you don't let drink driving or people not wearing seatbelts go because it's so important to wear your seatbelt in the bush. The only accidents we get are rollovers. And if you don't have a seatbelt on, you'll die or get very seriously injured. Wearing a seatbelt is the law for a very good reason. Then there's things like every tourist parks around the pub to get their photo taken, and you aren't supposed to park within 9 metres of an intersection. So if I went up there every time I saw someone parked outside the pub and gave them a serve or a parking ticket, I'm not going to do much for tourism or public relations for the police service. So you see people up there having their photo taken and you just wave to them, or you might stop and they'll take your photo. You don't worry about it because this is Birdsville and you've got that discretion. Minor matters like that you don't worry about. Sometimes you get young kids who do silly things, and the best thing to do is talk to them and talk to their parents, letting them know they've got to be responsible for their actions and the consequences. If you can resolve it that way, you resolve it. That was the case with one of my first jobs in Birdsville. This local fella from one of the stations stole 2 bar mats from the pub. When the barman walked out the back, this bloke took 1 mat and put it down the back of his pants. Then he took the other one a couple of minutes later. I got called up there, checked the security camera vision, then went round and saw him. I said, "I'm here to talk to you about those 2 bar mats you stole from the pub." He said, "I didn't steal any bar mats." I said, "Well, you did. You took one at 10:11 p.m. and the second one you took at 10:16 p.m. when the barman went out." He goes, "Oh,